I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello and welcome to Toon Jam. I am Matt.
And I'm J-Man.
And today we are covering Les Schtroumpfs.
Huh?
Ha-ha. The Smurfs for you and I, English speakers.
That's right.
The Smurfs are in French, Les Schtroumpfs. Is a Belgian computer animated television series developed by Dupuis Audiovisual, IMPS and Peo Productions in association with Kika, Ketnet, RTBF and Dogord Media with the participation of TF1. Plenty of people involved.
So many acronyms.
Yeah. It is the third television show based on the Belgian comic series of the same name, created by Peo. After the 1961 series and the 1981 series of the same name. So this one was first debuted in 2021. And there has been so far two series. The series is mostly entirely produced in Belgium, with 75% of the animation completed at Dupuis Dreamwall Animation Studio in the city of Charleroi. Its CGI animation style is mainly based on the film Smurfs The Lost Village and serves as a standalone continuation of the film. The show was announced by Peo Productions in 2017. The next year, its European broadcasters were announced Ketnet from Flanders, TF1 from France, and Kika from Germany, and La Troye from Wallonia. I've never heard of Wallonia before, so that's a new one. Hello to anyone from Wallonia.
All the Wallonians say, oh.
In 2020, it was reported that the broadcast rights had been picked up by the American entertainment brand Nickelodeon for several of its channels. But the airing agreement does not extend to the original 1980s Smurf series, which continues to be distributed by Warner Bros. In North America. After 18 months on pay TV, the Smurfs will stream on Netflix in the United States and abroad. The series made its world premiere on April 18th, 2021 on the La Troye channel in Belgium. And a 26-episode second season was announced in February 2022, which premiered on July 18th of this year in the United States. So there you go. This is a revisiting of the Smurfs. We've paid a visit to the, was it the 80s series we looked at?
Yeah.
I believe it was. I didn't know there was a, well, I must have known there was a 60s series because we would have discussed it then, but
not something you think about.
Not something I've seen.
No.
Obviously we've seen the Smurfs before. We were around in the 90s when Smurfs kind of made another little, I guess it was a continuation, but a slight comeback after the 80s, and they released Smurfs Go Pop.
Yeah, I had that album.
Yeah, and this was basically just the songs you know, but with really high voices. That for some reason as a kid made it better.
Yeah, I enjoyed it a lot more.
Yeah.
Lots of words changed for Smurf as well, if yeah. I remember rightly.
It just ticks all the boxes as a kid, and I imagine none of the boxes as an adult.
Yeah, you'd hate it if you were an adult. Poor parents. To those versions.
Our parents had to put up with a fair bit as far as, children's programming, I guess, as we've seen over the many episodes we've done. But had you seen this version, or have you seen the Smurfs, The Lost Village, that led into it?
No, I've seen none of those. I don't think I've actually watched any Smurfs since, the cartoons and stuff. Like, there's been a couple of films and stuff as well, hasn't there?
Yeah, So there was the films that were kind of combined with live action.
Yeah.
Whereas this one wasn't at all.
Right.
And this was more of just a CG-based only animation, kind of the classic way, where it was the Smurfs hanging around the forest.
Yeah. All right. No, I hadn't seen any of that, really. I was quite surprised that they this didn't have, live action people almost.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, oh, I thought that's just what they did now. I thought they were part of this world.
But no, yeah, back to basics. So this is fairly fresh for both of us outside of, the 80s version. But obviously that means we have to kind of guess a rating based off, off that. So we don't have Rotten Tomatoes. But we do have an IMDb rating based on only 137 ratings.
Oh.
Quite a low amount for saying. You'd think a big property like this would have more, but there you go. So what's your guess?
I'm going to go 6.8 for IMDb.
Oh, boy. I'm going to give you that one. It's 6.7. Oh, boy. Very good guess. Good guess. So there you go. Yeah, 6.7 on IMDb. I can tell you 35.8% rated it at 10 stars. The next highest being 17.5% rating it at 7.
Hmm.
So, you've got a number of people that obviously give the obligatory one-star review. I can only imagine that they are the bastion of the old guard.
Yeah.
Upset at the idea of CG or something like that.
The 60s hyper fans.
Yeah. But there you go. It's an interesting one anyway. So there you are. Yeah. But what about Twitter? What's Twitter got to say? Hopefully they've had there's more viewing there.
There isn't lots on Twitter actually. I don't know if it's just not done the rounds properly or what, but I did manage to grow a few things. We've got Ratgill Stupid, who says, still thinking about how bad the Smurfs 2021 English dub is. Why did they make it like this? Why did they get British people to dub it when most of the cast is going to do American accents anyway?
An interesting one. I'm guessing it's to do with the location of where it's made.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's easier for people from Belgium to deal with people from the UK.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's an interesting one. It is an interesting one that, they can't. I don't. Were most of the accents American?
I guess. Yeah.
I don't think they were.
Were they?
No, I think they were like. Some of them were, obviously. Because, you've got like the ones that are basically trying to do the older voices.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'd say there's a lot of them that weren't as well.
I can't, like, it all kind of blends into one for me. I guess they were American.
Yeah. And as well,
they weren't like Cockney, so I wasn't annoyed at any of them.
Yeah. So. Yeah, that is definitely, I'm actually with you on that one. Like, the Cockney accents are always the most annoying ones. And that's because I think, especially when it comes down to like location things, it's people in America seem to think that England is just London.
Yeah.
And maybe like the Beatles.
Just London in the early 1900s.
Yeah. So, we get that a lot. And obviously, there's a lot going on in this country outside of London, but you wouldn't know it thanks to TV.
No.
but yeah, there's, you know, this, it did have that feel of, you know, watching something from when we were kids, you know, with the English voices and stuff. It did kind of remind me straight away of like Dennis the Menace at times. I don't know, there was something kind of nostalgic about it as well.
Yeah.
You're just like, is this the same person doing these voices? Like, even now? I mean, I suppose it's not that long ago, but.
No.
You wouldn't have thought they still sound the same, but they still sound like the same voices.
Yeah. I mean, some of those OG voice actors still hold it down pretty well, don't they?
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, you don't know.
So maybe.
I was trying to see, actually, but I will say, just, you know, skipping ahead a little bit, but this show had like the shortest credits I've ever seen.
It could be because I mean, they were short, but we only saw one episode, didn't we?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's the classic,
maybe, you know, they're all at the end thing.
Yeah.
See, it seemed almost weird to just have some and then it was like three screens, and they'd condensed all the text into like just like size one font. And like put it all on just like three stills instead of like rolling credits. It
was
like,
the Belgians, like, they don't give anyone their due. It's like, if you ain't the Smurfs, no one wants to know.
What did you make? I don't care.
I don't care. They're just an honest people.
Yeah. Look, we like the stuff. We're not bothered about who's behind it.
Well, kids are watching it. They don't care who you are.
No.
You're the Smurfs.
Let's move on to the next episode.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so Rat Girl Stupid, not a fan of the accents. Someone else who maybe isn't a fan is, we've got a Flore Voilsteg. Probably pronounced that horrendously wrong, so my bad. Who simply says, this new version of the Smurfs is weird.
Oh.
So.
Yeah, very, you know, that's that.
Very cryptic.
Yeah.
No explanation into what was weird about it. Just felt strange to them, I guess.
Yeah. Just
not quite what they were expecting.
Which is interesting, because it did feel sort of like, you know, it was very much the Smurfs.
Yeah, yeah.
It didn't feel out of place, I would say, personally.
No, there must have been something there. That
CG.
Yeah, it could be.
It's got to be, isn't it?
And then finally, we've got Annie Shalev One, who says, this is more about, you know, Smurf culture than the actual TV series, The Smurfs. So they say, imagine having a profile picture of lame, ugly Smurfs 2011 and not of awesome, beautiful Smurfs 2021. That's so unbased.
Well, I mean, I can only imagine.
That's true. It puts you know, all of us to shame out there who've got 2011.
Well, I mean, do you remember? So they're the Smurfs from the live actiony ones, aren't they?
Yes. Yeah.
So yeah, they did have a certain overly human look to them, I think.
Mm. And then, yeah, and that's, so now there's a much superior version of the...
Which, the new version is just like the Smurfs again, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just in CG.
Yeah, yeah. So. They look like Smurfs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so, well, I mean, yeah, fair point.
Yeah, yeah.
Imagine everyone out there.
So unbased.
Yeah.
Make sure you update those pictures, people. Yeah.
Anyone that's holding them as their avatars, or there you go. So yeah, really not much on Twitter going on. Really.
No, not much on Twitter. really,
that's what we're pulling out. But
clutching at straws there, that one. But you know, people know about the show. That's what we found.
Yeah, is, yeah. You know. Or they don't. Not many do.
Yeah,
some do.
Some do.
And this could be a case of, I guess, the distribution.
Yeah.
Because I've not seen it anywhere. As far as I'm aware, it's not come to Netflix.
No, it didn't. It say 18 months or something.
Yeah, so that would be... No, because it was 18 months from when it was first released.
Oh.
So it would actually be next month.
Oh.
So maybe we're just a little bit ahead of time here.
Yeah.
But yeah, interesting. So we'll see, I guess, again, how it's faring then and if anyone notices it. But yeah, let's dig in then. So obviously interesting. We've visited the Smurfs before. We know the Smurfs. So it's always interesting to see a reboot in that sense. And obviously, if it was more like the live action version, we wouldn't have even bothered going into it. just because we're not about live action here.
No.
We're, you know, Toon Jam for a reason.
Come on.
But yeah, so it's back to the good old days of the Smurfs in the Smurf Village. First thing I will say, I did think the animation looked really nice.
Yeah, definitely the first thing that hits you, isn't it?
Like, yeah.
It looks really, just aesthetically very pleasing, I think.
Yeah.
The characters look good. The textures are really nice. That like Smurf Village looks very quaint and inviting, doesn't it? Like,
yeah, definitely.
They've really not, because I think my sort of point of reference as well was the other kids shows that I have seen over, you know, in passing. Mm-hmm. Noticed that they really kind of tone like, especially with the backgrounds, they either like blur it out really badly, like. Or there's a notable difference in the amount of details as things sit, like, go into the background.
Yeah.
Some kids shows where it's like, there's just like square blocks. There's just odd shapes in the background. You're like, I guess that's meant to be the city or something. Yes, like, I don't really know. I guess assuming that kids don't care.
The stark backgrounds, especially in CG stuff.
Mm.
It is like they don't bother adding things in. They lower the detail and things like that. Like you say, it's like, because it's a kid's show, that, you know, people aren't going to care about that.
Yeah.
This is the opposite.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Really, the background, the environments, everything's detailed in such a nice way as well. It's also colourful.
Mm. Yeah, it's really nice to look at. Like, There's the right kind of textures and stuff when they zoom in and that, because I noticed that, like, even like the Smurf kind of, like, you know, the uniform, I guess, their clothing.
Yeah.
It's like when they zoomed in on that, it did have a little bit of texture on it and stuff.
But yeah, there's like a foaminess in there to it.
Yeah. But, you know, in the everything else kind of at a distance looks very smooth and clean and nice, but not to the point where it's like jarring. So I think they've got like a good balance there where, because the Smurf Village did kind of look very natural and kind of inviting, like, oh, that'd be a nice little place to go. It's very, very pleasing.
Yeah, and we've seen that before in things, and it does definitely make a difference to the quality of the show as well, because straight away, if you can look at somewhere and say, oh, that would be really nice to go there, then, you know, immediately you're bought in.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
Because you want to be there. So, like, even if you might not necessarily like what happens in the episode, you might think, oh, what, I wouldn't mind watching that again just because of that appeal.
Yeah, just to look around.
Yeah. So it definitely does make a difference. Yeah, the animation is just really nice. Mm. The art style is pretty much bang on the Smurfs.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, you couldn't really ask for, I can't see any complaints.
No.
If you're a fan of the Smurfs and you want more Smurfs, then visually,
very Smurfy. Very Smurfy.
Very Smurfy.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's, it seems like a logical way to go, really. I mean, obviously, there's been deviations along the path, but this seems like a safe place to land with that. Like, as soon as you see it, you're like, oh, Smurfs, okay, cool, yeah. They look kind of how you'd imagine them to in three dimensions.
And so. And am I right in saying the theme tune, I'm just trying to remember now, was it the original theme tune?
Yeah, original theme. They've kind of put a little bit of, like, you know, modern bump in there. I think it's like a bit slightly dancier maybe than it originally was.
Keeping it down with the kids.
That's it, yeah. But yeah, a modernized version of the original. So that was cool, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, really, it really is a revisit. We're seeing this a bit more now, aren't we? Like, when they do reboots and things, it is just a modernization And it's like they've, now that CG's caught up in a way that, you know, you don't have to necessarily, like when we were younger, if they did CG, it was bad.
Yeah.
Like, and if they did it on TV, it was worse.
Mm.
And it wasn't, so like, you would never get Toy Story quality CG on TV in 1995.
No.
That was just too much to ask. You'd get Johnny Quest quality.
Yeah.
And whereas this, that. I mean, this is obviously far beyond that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But, you know, this is film quality.
And I guess that sort of, that's maybe the reason that they've kind of landed on a very Smurf-looking kind of CG now, because you can afford to do that. Whereas before, you would kind of have to make adjustments for stuff, because it's like, well, we can't get it to look like it's supposed to, because we just don't have the technology. So you end up having to compromise, and, you know, designs are kind of redone just so they can fit, you know, the two kilobytes of data into the show that they've got. Whereas now it's like you can literally do anything on whatever budget, pretty much. This didn't feel, it felt pretty glossy, pretty high, like, you know, they had no expense spared on it, like, it, you know, it felt like a good high quality production, I think.
Yeah. And I mean, the episode itself was nothing, you know, nothing that's going to blow you away and say, I've never seen anything like that before.
No.
Because you'll have seen the old episodes of The Smurfs anyway, probably. Mm-hmm. But it did kind of highlight one of the strange issues with The Smurfs, in that there's only one female.
Yeah.
Now, I believe, I'm just sort of looking into this, I believe there are two females now.
Oh.
So there's another female Smurf.
Hmm.
So things are getting a little bit better for an entire village of Smurfs. but it's still a bit strange.
It is very strange. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's kind of weird that they just all, you know, there's basically, so now that there's two females, there's three characters that you can kind of tell the difference straight off the bat with.
Yeah.
Papa Smurf, Smurfette, and the new females. Oh, I tell a lie, there's actually more female Smurfs than two. It's just two of them look the same. So there's an older Smurfette type character.
Oh.
And then two Smurfettes that look very similar.
Oh, how strange.
Yeah, they've got dark hair, though.
Mm.
So Smurfette's blonde. So there you go, they are updating it. It wasn't in this episode, but...
No.
You can expect it in other episodes. So, because obviously that was always a strange thing, wasn't it? Why is there only one girl?
Yeah, and why does Papa Smurf wear red? Like, why?
I always took that as that sort of like the leader wears red.
Yeah, yeah. I assume that there's some sort of like, you know, very bloodthirsty background as to why.
Yeah.
Papa Smurf wears red, and where he got the red dye from, and why he is the leader, and nobody else can take him down.
He like killed Gargamel's first cat or something.
Yeah, yeah, and that's where the red comes from. So he wears it proud.
there's well, I can tell you now that because there's an older Smurfette, like I said moments ago, but she also wears a red hat.
Oh,
and maybe it's an age thing. Maybe that's Papa Smurf's wife. Only viewing more will tell us these answers.
Yeah, that's true.
Clearly. But yeah, interesting stuff anyway.
Yeah, it's kind of funny that they don't go into any of that. Like there's a lot of Smurf lore that people kind of want to know about. Like, you think that, imagine if they, you know, they decided to just do all the episodes kind of about the background of the Smurfs, because there's got to be lots of stuff there that they could kind of uncover.
Yeah, okay. And that's always, you know, sort of the fun part, isn't it, with these kind of things, is uncovering background that you don't get given. So in a way, it's kind of cool that you like it when they suggest things.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what we need to do next, Smurf Jam, in which we uncover bits of hidden Smurf lore.
Oh, yeah. The truth.
Yeah.
The truth behind Hefty's heart tattoo.
And it's Smurfy. Was there anything that, you know, you didn't really like about this?
I thought it was pretty pleasant overall. There, it seemed like more of the Smurfs, you know, like the, I mean, other than the fact that it was CGI, story-wise, it seemed like a very Smurf kind of story, didn't it? Like just classic nonsense, some mishaps, a little bit of magic or whatever. Something goes wrong. Okay.
You got a good burst of characters in there. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's all about, you know, 7 or 8 Smurfs.
Yeah.
And as you know, there's loads of them, so you can see loads every episode.
Yeah. Saw some Gargamel, you know. So it was very much kind of like what I'd come to expect from Smurfs, really.
Yeah.
With nothing that was particularly notably bad, I'd say. What about yourself?
I mean, there's obviously the old issue. Like, that was kind of my main confusion with the Smurfs in general, is the sort of, there's so many males and so little females that you kind of think, like, what? Where are they all coming from? It's another Smurf question that I don't want to think about, really.
The question you really don't want the answer to.
You do want to. Obviously, there are moments like that, and that's kind of, I don't know, it does bother you, but otherwise, that it, you know, it's a kid's cartoon. You don't think much of it when you're a kid, do you? So
no.
No real problems. I think, you know, it is, like you say, just more of the Smurfs. So you know, if you're looking for more Smurfs, I don't see anyone being displeased, really.
No, I wonder if the Smurfette thing is kind of like, you know, the way that bees are. Like, there's just the queen,
and then
it's like, yeah,
maybe Smurfs don't have the same sort of genetic system as we do.
Yeah.
Still don't really want to think about that, though.
No.
Raises whole sorts of Games of Thrones-esque Smurf issues that I don't really want to know about. So there we go. Well, we've talked about it, so let's move on. Let's go to our final reviews.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
All right, mate. How's it going?
All right, mate. Yeah, I'm all right, mate. I ain't been too bad. How's you been going, mate?
Oh, mate, I've been really good. I've been at home, right? The kids have been watching this new show.
Right.
And it's like Game of Thrones. For kids.
Oh, I like me some Thrones, mate. You know, yeah, I mean, you like that, don't you? You know, it's like the geezers with like the big swords and all that, like, and
yeah, it's like that, but for kids, like, do you know what it's called?
What's that then?
Les Strumpfs.
Oh, Les Strumpfs, yeah, I know him. Les, he's a
No, not Les.
He's on Fridays, isn't he?
No, not him. Like, it's called like Les Strumpfs. It's like Francis, isn't it?
Oh right, yeah, like the Francais.
Yeah, it's from
Francais Joie.
Yeah, it's from the Belgians, right?
Oh yeah.
In English,
yeah.
It's called De Smurfs.
Oh, De Smurfs. Yeah, I've heard of De Smurfs.
Yeah, and it's you know, like, it's a new one.
Yeah. So
it's not like the old one. Like, the old one,
yeah,
was like cartoon, isn't it? This one's like computer graphics and all that.
Oh yeah. Oh, we're all like the 3Ds and that.
Oh yeah. You know, like one of them movies where it pops out.
Yeah.
Like that.
But it don't actually like pop out.
No, it don't actually like pop out.
No, it's not like out, but it's like,
but it's
not
like, you know, it's like in, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like in but out at the same time, yeah. Like, you know, like mixed belly button. Like, you know,
yeah, like that, exactly.
Yeah.
And it's like that, but right, let me tell you, right? So there's loads of them, and they're all like blue, innit?
Right, yeah.
They're all like blue, right? And there's loads of them, right?
Loads.
Like you can't count how many there are.
There's loads of them.
Loads of them, but right, only four of them.
Yeah.
Are like girls.
Right.
Right. Hey. Right, and then it gets weirder, right? Because three of them girls.
Yeah.
Are like the same age as all the other boy ones.
What?
Yeah, and there's only like two old ones there, right? And one of them, like, is an old bird.
Yeah.
The other one is an old geezer.
Right.
His name, Papa Smurf.
No.
Right, and you know what Papa is in French, don't you?
It's like a cup of tea or something, isn't
it? No, not cup of tea.
Oh.
It's like father.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I don't know what the other one's name, but I'm willing to bet it's Mother Smurf.
I bet it is, mate. I bet it is.
Mama, is it? That's French, isn't it?
Yeah. Momsy Smurf.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, these geezers, these sound dead weird, mate.
Yeah, mate, like, it's like Game of Thrones stuff going on. Yeah, there's loads of them.
How did they do that then? There's like two.
I don't know.
Three lasses in that, and then the rest of them, there's like loads of them.
Yeah, they ain't human though, is it?
Yeah, that's weird, mate. That's like some alien conspiracy something.
Yeah.
Eva, right? Eva, she's like gone and birthed them all. You know what I mean? Like, there's like four lasses in that, and she's like birthed them all. All four of them, so it had like an old brood themselves, like an army or whatever, you know what I mean?
Like, oh, yeah, maybe that's where it's going, you know, like they're getting an army of Smurfs because there's this one guy, right? And he's like big bloke,
yeah,
and he's like a monk or something, and they don't like him,
right? Yeah, they're trying to get an army, mate. That's what that is. Try to build an underground army, like the facilities at the FBI's is and that. You know what I mean? It's all like Groom Lake, like, you know what I mean? Like Area 51's and that. Either that, or secret cloning facility like the CIA's does.
Oh, you know what I mean? that is, you're onto something there. You know, Les was telling me.
Yeah.
Right? He told me what CIA stands for.
No. What's that? Yeah.
Cloning Instant Action.
No.
I'm just saying, mate.
No.
Yeah.
Flipping heck, mate. You're onto something here. You better watch out who's listening and that. You know what I mean? Because they're always like listening.
Yeah,
there might be so many. But there's loads of clones out there, mate. Loads. I bet there's Smurfs is like. Hey, you know how to put out the Cabbage Patch Kids to like get us used to like radiation and all that. Like, this is to get us used to like thousands of blue clone people.
Guys, mate, quiet now, because like, just remember the Strumps. Call them Les Strumps.
Les Strumps, right? Yeah.
Right, two more pints over here, then, please, mate. Okay, so here at Toon Jam, we have a 3-point rating system that goes as follows. Thumbs up, you know, 60-odd years of the Smurf.
Mm.
that's pretty good going, or nearly 60. I'm not sure exactly how old it is, but I'd imagine it's around that. Pretty good stuff. Yeah. Thumbs down, continuous Cockney accents.
Oh, who does that?
We don't want it. We're sick of it, frankly. And shaky middle, the origins of each individual Smurf.
Yeah.
Interesting. So good, bad, in the middle. You get the picture. Mm. Let's start with you, Jay, as always. The Smurfs, your thoughts?
Mm. Yeah, I think with this one, with it being a reboot, a remake, I think I assume most people are going in like, I'm expecting some Smurf action right here. And that theme tune hits and you're like, I know this song. I'm familiar with these melodies. So you're like, okay, wicked, very Smurfy. You see the first Smurfs and you're like, these look like those little blue fellows that I'm used to. So you're pretty settled into Smurfs. Everywhere looks nice as well. Everywhere looks very pleasant, a very enchanting little forest area. Every little detail. I don't think there was a shot in this that was like, you know, it was absent of textures or, you know, just a nice little bit of lighting. It does look like it's a really pleasant kind of show to watch. Nice visual treat for the eyeballs, I think. And if you're used to Smurf stories, then this was just like all the other ones. You know, it was kind of something silly that kind of happened, and then it just kind of spirals into a very fun kind of ending. All the characters are pretty much kind of as you expected as well, all fit in their roles of whatever their name is very well. Very straightforward Smurfs, but I think the addition of the CGI that looked very nice, and you know, everything else being top Smurfy, it was a clean ride. Nothing jarring, nothing upsetting. I think if you, whether you liked the Smurfs before or you've never stumbled across a Smurf in your life, this is a pretty good way to ingest Smurf stuff. So definitely stay away from that 2011 version of the ugly Smurfs. You want to get on this Smurfs. So for that reason, I think I don't think there's anything to Smurf about it, you know. So for me, it's going to be a Smurfs up.
Oh boy, you went full in, full in for the Smurfs. I agree with what you're saying. To be honest, it's just a nice little show. It's nice to have it back almost as a series because. You know, I think these are the kind of things that lend themselves to just fun little stories as well. Like you don't need the grand overarching story of a film for the Smurfs.
Yeah.
You know, sort of the best thing about it, at least watching it growing up, was just seeing, you know, these fun little stories. So it's nice to have that back in a way that does do it justice, I think. You know, if you've always wanted to check out the Smurfs, or if you're just interested, or you're a big fan, this will be right up your street, really. I can't see any problem you had with it. And it looks like amazing. It just looks really nice. There's something just about it that just, I don't know, just really makes you feel pleasant. You know, it's just visually delightful.
Mm.
That's the way I put it, delightful. So yeah, no problem. And that's 2 weeks in a row, really, that we've had visually delightful shows.
Mm-hmm.
There's definitely something to like modern CG shows now. I can kind of see, you know, there was a point where, you know, it was almost a shame to see it replacing 2D because it was always kind of never as good.
Yeah.
I never really got it. But now they go all out and the environments are so nice that you're kind of like, yeah, you know what, I'm in.
Mm.
I too am a thumbs up.
Look at that.
So there you go, Smurfing high. Two Smurfs fresh.
Yeah.
There we go. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, please feel free to rate and review us on whatever it is you listen to us. It doesn't take long and it really helps us out. Otherwise, just tell someone about it. That also helps. If you're looking for old episodes that are perhaps not on our stream, you can find them over on our YouTube page. Or alternatively, if you are a YouTube listener and you're looking for newer episodes, you can go over to our podcast feed wherever you listen to your podcast. Otherwise, if you're looking for bonus stuff, we've got a Patreon page at Toon Jam Pod. And of course, if you want to get in touch with us, you can do so on the three Gargamels of the internet, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Toon Jam Pod. We're always happy to get in touch. Otherwise, thank you for listening. And until next time, you Smurfins stay jammy.
Hey, everyone. Thank you for listening. If you want to help the show keep going, you can be extra jammy by heading over to our Patreon page at patreon.com/toonjampod. Here you can get a shout out on the show or unlock bonus episodes. Ratings and reviews anywhere you listen to the podcast also really help us out. So thank you and stay jammy.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.